Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? It is Karma is a Bish. And let me tell you what, guys. I'm exhausted. It is been a lot that I've been reading and going through and trying to reel through. And yeah, I've been discovering all this all along. But everybody thought I was crazy. And, you know, nothing is really confirmed until you see the feds. Or the actual news, because if it's on the internet, it must be true. I think we have all, or all will learn our lesson through this ordeal. I'm just in utter shock. Never, ever in my wildest dreams did I think that Trump was behind this. I mean, I had my suspicions on that, but that's ballsy. That's real fucking ballsy. And, like, I'm not a criminal, but it wasn't even a well thought out fucking criminal activity. I mean, I knew the minute they put me in one of those fucking pedophile rooms, and I couldn't ever let it go. I was going to write that article no matter what. I honestly figured it would have got lost in the internet world and nobody would have ever seen it. And I heard that's what they tried to do. But, you know, you guys don't need to take me out because I had nothing to do with you not being able to get rid of it. You need to talk to the man upstairs because, and my team, Carmageddon, you know, they must be better hackers, I guess. I don't know. But I'm just still, dude, like I've been fucking robots and falling for them. Like this, our time has surpassed us and we didn't even know it. We were so absorbed in shit, stupid things. And we're here. We are in the future. We are in the now. And what's sad is, as I've sat here and thought about everything, like, we haven't evolved. Like, we have kept the same bullshit laws and telling people what they can and they can't do. I mean, all you really have to do is fucking don't hurt people. Don't steal from them for what they worked for, you know. Help people. Be kind. Don't tell people what they can and cannot ingest. I mean, fuck. If it makes them feel better, leave them alone. You know, that this isn't about lining anybody else's pockets to make them better. You know, it should never be about that. None of us here on this planet should ever really have to suffer. We should all be helping one another. And we literally had our president try to take out everybody. Like, what are you going to do once the entire world is dead, Trump, and you have all the money? What are you going to buy? Because everybody's going to be dead. You know, robots working for you? Instead of being a pedophile, why don't you just fucking build yourself a robot? Let him suck you off every day. I mean, like, I guess, you know, whoever was talking about I forget his name, because I never paid attention to stuff like this. Whoever kind of planned the future or whatever. I remember even having this argument with an old friend of mine, Jim Churi. Oh, this is what's going to happen. And I forget what it is because, like I said, I don't watch that shit. But I told him like 6-7 years ago, that shit's never going to happen. It's just fucking wrote in the book. And here I am changing that course. It's insane to me. It's really fucking insane to me. I have stayed in, you know, I have obviously been threatened by the robot. Mike's been trying to come back at me again. He was really upset that I didn't go. I'm going to assume that they probably think I came into the money and then they're going to try to hack it and steal it. I can imagine what you guys are thinking. Imagine living it. My family, Howard Stern being my dad. Never did I think, my sister mentioned one time when my mom permed my hair, you look like Howard Stern. I just thought it was because of the curly hair, but lo and behold, I actually do fucking look like him. And I called him ugly, so. You know, people are going to say, well, your entire life was a lie. And it bothers me, but it don't bother me either. Of course, I would have preferred to grow up with my parents having money or at least being comfortable or something to where I didn't have to get picked on in school and whatnot. But, you know, I always knew in my heart something just didn't fit. It just, I knew. But I will have to say that I do give Rita credit when I asked her on one occasion if I was adopted. It just came out of my mouth. I don't even know how old I was. I asked her if I was adopted, and she said, no. She was very convincing in that. But Rita was very loving. And I had no reason to not want her to not want to be my mom. But I don't know who my other mom is, who gave birth to me, but I pray she's alive and well. It's in these coming days when this all does take off, or however much longer it's going to take, I don't know how I'm going to be. Being away from the public for so long, knowing that you're really just talking to robots and whatnot, you really do, you learn how to love yourself. You really do. You learn how to be by yourself. Sure, you could go around other entities, or some of them are humans, I'm sure, but it's nuts. You know, I have to say, I have to be grateful that they induced me with this drug, because I'm sitting here going, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and none of this is going to be true. But it, in fact, will be. I'm not even going to post this one. I'm going to let my team post it, because I'm just kind of all over the place. This is not shock duck material. You know, and then there's the whole aspect of walking out of here with the team or whoever's coming to get me. I don't know. Are they real? Are they going to want to harm me? A lot of questions are going on in your mind. Are my kids okay? Will they be okay? Will they want to come with mom? Will they want to stay with dad? Will maybe dad and his girlfriend want to come? Or I don't know. There's so many decisions, and you work really, really hard for all this stuff. And then when you get there, it's for this particular situation, it's bittersweet. It's you're glad that the victims are being freed, but you really want. I pray that there couldn't be somebody as horrific as Mark and Donald Trump to do that to the entire world. That's scary. And I have to say, I don't know how I outwitted the president and one of the richest white men in power. I guess I can say that I won or beat them and stayed alive, because I didn't pay attention to the politics of what was going on with any of it. I know that Ukraine has some planes going over it and getting bombed, but I didn't pay attention to any of it. I mean, I kind of have an idea, but if I paid attention to that, which is what they want you to do, it took my focus off of what I needed it to be on. And that's what they did, is they gave us outside distractions so that we wouldn't be able to focus on what they were doing. That's why it was literally labeled evil in plain sight. There's a lot of people lost a lot of loved ones along the way. I really had no clue that that magazine would affect this entire nation. I didn't. Once I was away from Eric, I did relapse and put on my finishing touches. So you can imagine how tired I am and sad, happy. I'm ready to get back to life, be around my kid, see Ace. I'm not much of a cry, but I can tell you that I know my worth and I knew my strength. Never did I think I could get through this. Trying to teach these government robots anything is so fucking frustrating. Like, they built them so fucking dumb. That, or I'm, like, fucking super genius compared to fucking smart people, because I don't get how they can't grasp a simple loyalty. Or not even loyalty. Let's say respect. It's insane to me. Then again, it's Trump's product, so... Oh. I'm just floored too that there's so many still trying to reach out to me here on Facebook. And they're so fucking human like that. You feel obligated, like you're gonna hurt their feelings or something. You know, and for each time that I would get with a new person, I would pray that I didn't read somewhere along the lines that they were a robot. This can't fucking be real. Can't be real. And just all the little side dicks that everybody says. Like yesterday, when I was over at the dealer's house or whatever, some of their friends came over and everybody had to go use the bathroom to come get a glance at me. And one of them walked in and he says, "I can't wait to grow up and be just like you." So you don't know if that's a threat or he genuinely wanted to grow up to be like me. But everybody around me knew and I didn't. What did I miss? It's been crazy. And I have to thank my team, Carmageddon. Man, you guys, I think I worked hard. You guys worked probably triply hard. I wonder if some of you are already here. Alex, one of them, is Kara, one of them, was Michael down the prison programs guy. Was he one? Man, I will probably cry about this off and on for a very long time. I go from literally my entire life having nothing, nothing, to taking the world by storm and saving so many people. It's good, but I don't want people to suffer. It's hard. It's so fucking hard. So hard. Society created such hate in this world that people don't even know how to politely ask for anything anymore. Anyways, I'm at a loss for words, but I just kind of wanted to give you good. I know some of you are probably wondering what's her thoughts, and so I thought I'd jump on here and give them to you. I'm not gonna follow, this is karma getting canned.